Push the right button. Okay, so again, we're in Siman Yud Aleph, and we're up to Yud Dalet. So we're talking about now. We're actually up to talking about the actual people in the waiting room. Okay, hope everybody's there. Sorry, so let some people in here. Okay. If everyone out there could mute themselves, I greatly appreciate it. Okay? Excuse me. So again, we're on page 44, Siman Yud Aleph. Yud Dalet. This is a big one. Yikach arba chutim mitzad zeh ve'arba mitzad zeh. So we talked about yesterday, for each corner, like we're going to just talk about each corner. Each corner, we talk about where the hole is. Now you take four strings. Right, you have four strings. One is longer than the other three. One long one, three regular size ones. And now, again, you take those and you thread them. And you'll thread them through the hole. Then you take four strings on one side and four on the other, right? Even though it's really just four. But you know what I'm talking about. In other words, on either side. So there's four strings on one side and four strings on the other. And then, v'yikshor shnei pamim zeh al-gav zeh. Then you make a knot, a double knot. Knot, and a knot on top of that. Double knot. So now you have a loop. Right, the first double knot after the loop. The first thing after the loop. Okay. I'm sorry about that. I don't know if I'll be able to see.
Yeah, that's
the
only problem.
You know how to do this, huh? Mm-hmm. Shh.
Who taught you? The
rabbi in Palm Springs? Okay. So, again, sorry about that. I didn't bring my audiovisual aids. So, again, we'll just take one corner. Right? So, here is the one corner of this talus, and you could see, so you take the four strings, you put them through the hole, bring it out the other side, you have four on one side, four on the other, and then you make a double knot. So you'll see right after the loop, you have a double knot. Okay, then what? Go a little bit further in the machaber. V'akakak yichro chul ha'aruch soviv ha'shivuk sas krichos. Then, again, you have a double knot. Then you take the long one, and you make, all the Machaber says, some wrappings, some twisties, some around the other ones, around the seven. So you take the longer string. You have one longer string. It's called a shamus. And you wrap them. All he says, now again, be careful, is he says, around ksas krichos, some loops, some rotations, very good. Ve'kosher shnei pa'amim zeh agav zeh, and then you make another double knot. So right, that's what we have. We have the double knot, and we have some wrappings. Then we have another double knot. Now, before we go further, I just want to show you, or learn together. Where to go? Yeah. If you look at the Mishnah Berurah Samach Dalet, is that the one I want to do? Samach. No, excuse me. I wanted to do the next one, Samach Hey. Samach Hey. Right. Yeah. Let's do Mishnah Berurah Samach Vav. Rak Shiyu, Ma De Isa B'Sif Yud Gimel, Shem Karach Afilu Chulya Achas. But we said before in Yud Gimel that if you made, right, we learned this yesterday, even if you only made one section, your Yotze, Avar Eshor Shadavar. So the Chofetz Chaim says, I'll explain you the matter. Ki Kiblu Chachamenu Zal, Be'inan tzitzis gedil. So we all know the Torah says gedilim. Gedilim means like a bundle, like a v'hainu. That means shehei muchrach. That what the Torah demands of us when we have tzitzis is it should be twisted. It should be wrapped. It should be a wrapping. Kamosha kasu gedilim ta'aseh lecha. Right, the Torah says gedilim. We should make gedilim. So again, there are many because there are four, one on each corner. But each one is called a gedil. V'gam yiyeh bo chutim nifradim. But at the same time, you have to have parts that are wrapped. But also you have to have separate strings. Again, it seems to be a contradiction, right? Torah says gedilim, which is things are wrapped. But the Torah also says, but also we have to have separate strings that are by themselves. Kiyoksev tzitzis. That's the connotation of the word tzitzis. Kmo tzitzis roshi. Ach min ha-Torah, ein shir lo'orach hagdil. So according to the Torah, from the Torah, there's no size. There's no size requirement for the part that is wrapped, the gedil. There's no size. Ella, rather, afilim lo karach rak shlosh krichos ve'asa al gavehem kesher lamala, because according to the Torah, we'll see, really all you need is to have a bunch of, you have all these strings together, then you do a few, whatever, even three loops, three wrappings, and then make a knot. Not even the first knot. Make just a bunch, just thread the tzitzis through, according to the Torah, do some wrappings, even three, and then a knot. Then, well, we'll see about the double knot in a second. So that would be enough. Some wrappings and a knot, that would be enough. Right. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch means before, that it doesn't take that much to have a bare-bone tzitzis from the Torah. Just a few wrappings, again, just a three wrapped around, and a knot. But, v'alzeh, yesh lismoch be'er Shabbos im chashecha, k'she'en lo p'nai lasos k'tikuno. And that's what you could do if it's Erev Shabbos, like we mentioned yesterday. If you have no time, and you can make a bracha, wear these out into a public thoroughfare, and make a bracha. Now here it comes. V'yoser tov in the parentheses, Chavetz Chaim says it's better shiyase as gam keshar rishon kodem acholya. It's best to make the first double knot. Remember, we just said you really don't have to. Just do a bunch of things and then a knot. He says it's best to make the first double knot, which we mentioned before, kamosha anunagim, like we do. Kedei la'atzai skama adas mix as a posim shorim da'al zeh ha'kesher kivnu chazal duhu da'oraisa. Because some say that that's what chazal meant by the first knot. The first knot not meaning at the end of the compartment, but before the compartment. So that's why we said yesterday, make a double knot, some wrappings, double knot. And then that would be enough. Midoraisa korne everyone. It would definitely be okay. Avo midrabanan, but midrabanan, sarach lasos. Here it comes. But midrabanan, what do you have to do? You have to make it shlish gedil, the entire length of your tzitzis, whatever the length is, right? We said it should be 12 good length. So one third should be gedil, should be wrapped. One third should be wrapped. Ushne shlish psil, and two thirds of the length of the tzitzis should be tail, for lack of a better term, right? Untwisted, untied tzitzis. So, like, if you look at this one, the Shul's talus. So, if you look, you could see it's that. and maybe more, right? There it is. It's more than that, right? Goes around twice the length of the, and most of them, I think, are like that, unless, you know, it's just all snapped. V'kiven she'orach ha'chutim hu shnei ma'aser gudlim, and since the strings, as we mentioned before, is 12 thumbs, kniskola el, yasa arba gudlim gedil, so you should make four thumbs worth of wrapping, shen krichos, they are wrapped, v'yashir shmona gudlim chutin ephraim, and then you leave as a tail untied, eight, right, four plus eight. Shekachu noi tzitzis, that's the way that the tzitzis look nice that way. Right? It looks nice that way. Ve'alkein, im asa chulya akas be'er Shabbos im chashecha. So therefore, if it's right, like a Shabbos, Mitzvah Shabbos Balayim, like this week, which is very early, and whoops, you know, I don't know. And so they're all in the laundry, they're all, I don't know where. So and you have to make tzitzis very quickly. So what do you do? So you do the bare minimum, double knot, thread the four strings through, you have four on each side, double knot, some wrappings, double knot, good to go. Go on, do that on the other three, you're good to go. So you do that.
We hold by this
today? Yeah, I don't know if it happens too often, but yeah, I mean, if you're really pressed for time, okay. It's better than not wearing tzitzis. And then look what the Chofetz Chaim says. He says something very interesting here, but you have to be careful with it. Tzarech lahashlim takeif achar Shabbos, and right after Shabbos you should finish up the rest, the other three compartments, as we'll see. De'i lav hachi hu over al divrei chachamim, because if you just leave it that way, you're violating what the chachamim said that it should be one third and two thirds, right? You only have a little small. V'yesh makshim b'zeh. Some people mess this up. Now, believe it or not, a lot of people look closely at the language of the Chofetz Chaim in the Mishnah Berurah. The Chofetz Chaim says, Tzarech lahashlim takeif achar Shabbos. So what do you do? This person has to do this bare minimum tzitzis. So on each of the four corners, threads the strings through, does double knot, some wrapping, double knot. Okay? Does that all for a second? Ready to go. Then what does he have to do? Right after Shabbos, do the rest. So believe it or not, there's a discussion we'll get to in Mirza Shem later. Can you make tzitzis at night? So some people, we'll learn about later, Mirza Shem. So some people bring a proof that the Chofetz Chaim is paskening that you could. Because he says right after Shabbos. When's right after? Sunday morning? Right after is Motzei Shabbos. It's nighttime. So again, it's a very big thing. Mr. Shem, we'll get to it later. But this is one of the proofs that they bring that the Chofetz Chaim holds that you could wrap tzitzis at night.
Why would you think you couldn't?
We'll see. Because there's a whole discussion if nighttime is a time of tzitzis. So if you're not chayav to wear it, then so then how can you make it there?
So you could make
tefillin
at night.
Correct. Well, yeah. Well, see, that's a little different because the Torah says a resimbo. So tefillin, it's only a problem of maybe you'll fall asleep and you'll pass gas and things like that. But really, right, really, it's all, you could split them. So now also the Chazon Ish, just to give you coming attractions, says that you could... make tzitzis even at night. And I remember when the year, the famous year that Chofetz Chaim closed down, and they all went to Israel for the year. It was a historic thing. Yeah, it was a very big thing, headlines in Israel. The yeshiva in America closed down for a year and came to Israel.
Big deal.
1979. And so it was a man, we found out later, it was supposed to be a big Talmud Chacham and a Dayan. But he used to come around the yeshiva and sell tzitzis. Like once every 2 weeks or something. And I still remember that he used to wrap tzitzis at night. Like sometimes, you know, sometimes we'd come afternoon Seder, but it'd be a day like today, you know, in the winter when sunset was late, was early rather, it was very, very early. And he would wrap the tzitzis, man. He would, I think I recall, we'll see, we'll get to it. I think one time he was doing the system, it was a blackout.
I
recall that in the back of my mind there.
Let's say I'm in a rush and I just do the minimum. And then during Shabbos, I look down and I see that my tzitzis are not complete. There's a risk that maybe I will...
You mean they'll unravel?
I'll try and complete it.
Right, so we don't see, it's a good question, but we don't see that they're worried about that.
Okay.
I guess because when you look at tzitzis, you're supposed to remember all the mitzvahs. So that's supposed to stop you from...
That's
the purpose of the tzitzis. Yeah. So, but you never know, you know, people are people.
Is there anybody who holds that it's usher to wrap?
We'll get to it. We'll see.
Wow.
We'll see. Okay, so we'll see in Meretz Hashem. Okay, so let's go back upstairs. In the Machaber. So all we said right now is you make a double knot, and then Va'akach, you take that long string, you make some wrappings, and then again you make that second double knot. And then you go again after the second double knot, you make some more wrappings, you make another compartment, you want to use that, of wrappings. Ksharim kfulim ve'arba avirim beinehem aleim krichos, and you keep on doing this until you get four compartments of twists, right, and five double knots. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, right? So the Mishnah. Oh, we'll see. Well, hold on, you're ahead of me. So the Mishnah Berurah, going back to the Mishnah Berurah in Samach Hey. Says, what's the five knots for? The five knots is a remez that by doing the mitzvah tzitzis, you remember the chamisha chumshei Torah, right? And they're, you'll say, but they're double knots. So that's 10. So he says, right, that comes out to 10. And that reminds you would think of the Saras Adibros, but he doesn't say that. He says, it reminds you us of the 10 Sviros of Hashem, right? There's 10 Sviros, so that's what that's for.
I thought we said that the Gematria
and yeah, that's Sviros. Later. That's later. Okay. Now, okay, so let's do the Ramah, and the Ramah's... right. Excuse me. We're still in the Machaber. Ain't Shir Lo Krichos. There's no. Right. He didn't specify how many wrappings you make in each compartment. He didn't say. So he says there's no size. Rakshiu Koa Karuch Vaksharim Rochav Arba Gedulim Vanav Shmona Gedulim. The only thing is, as we said before, is that the bundle of wrappings should be a third, and the tail should be 2/3. So again, the wrappings, the gedil should be four gudlim, four thumbs, and the tail, for lack of a better word, right, the unwrapped strings should be 8, as we said before. Okay.
It has to be a minimum of 2, because it's a plural word, right?
What?
It has to be at least 2, the wrapping, the
Well, he said it should be at least 3.
Right, he said 3.
Yeah, so he said it should be 3, at least 3. But, right, but we'll continue tomorrow, Bli Nether, and we'll see a little more that the Mechaber and the Mishnah Berurah do give a recommended amount of wrappings in each, right, there's four compartments, so they'll both tell us how many wrappings should be in each compartment. Okay? So we'll continue this tomorrow, Rabosai.